With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. It's been a long time since Bruce J. Friedman wrote The Lonely Guy's Book of Life, but he is still having lonely guy experiences, such as a confrontation he had with his alma mater, the University of Missouri.
Well, I was supposed to get a job at the City College as a professor, and I needed to show some academic credentials. So I called the University of Missouri, wrote to them. They said, I'm sorry, we have no evidence that you've ever been here. I said, but sir, from 1947, 1951, I was somewhere. I'm positive I was at the University. Sorry, absolutely. And there's still no evidence that I have. I began to doubt it.
Bruce J. Friedman, whose latest novel is Tokyo Woes, no, that's not a lisp, grew up in the Bronx, and because he couldn't get into Columbia, found himself at the University of Missouri studying something called agriculture journalism.
I had to memorize the names of turn-of-the-century agricultural weeklies, and I knew about silos and granges.
He could not get a newspaper job after he graduated.
I just didn't look trustworthy.
So Bruce J. Friedman landed in the Air Force, where he sent a short story to The New Yorker, which asked for another.
So I quickly wrote something else, and then they published that, so that made me a published writer.
Later, Friedman worked for a publisher which specialized in male macho magazines.
A lot of storming of beachheads. We finally ran out of beachheads and had to make some up. We ran out of wars. We had to make up a few battles.
Stern was Friedman's first novel. Then there was A Mother's Kisses and Let's Hear It for a Beautiful Guy, screenplays like Stir Crazy and Splash and the play Steam Bath. Bruce J. Friedman's Tokyo Woes, published by Donald Fine, sets a baffled American in Japan, where his absurd confrontations with an alien culture make for funny reading. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Somehow, Bruce J. Friedman managed to survive his 30th birthday, the deadline he set for himself to publish his first novel.
Well, it didn't happen, and I guess I had a little bit of a quiet breakdown over it. But I sneaked in under the wire by publishing 4 short stories in one weekend, all to Playboy magazine.
Now Bruce J. Friedman is waiting to write the big one. Not that A Mother's Kisses, The Lonely Guy's Book of Life, and his newest Tokyo Woes aren't enough. Friedman remembers an encounter he had with the late novelist James Jones.
He was leaving a saloon, and on the way out, he said, "You haven't written the big one, Bruce."
Tokyo Woes may not be Friedman's big one, but it's getting laughs.
Title came first. Donald Fine, the publisher, said, "Tokyo Woes, Tokyo, I keep hearing that in my sleep. Tokyo Woes, where's Tokyo Woes? You have to do Tokyo Woes."
Friedman's hero is an American who finds himself in Tokyo, undergoing culture shock because of such Japanese customs as hari-kari, peeping Tom bus tours, and a strike that lasts 15 minutes. Friedman recalls a Japanese sumo type sitting with his arms crossed, unsmiling, during a book and author luncheon in Pittsburgh.
I began to falter a bit and defend the book and apologize for it. What's he doing here? Did the embassy send him over? Maybe he's just not a laugher. Then the Baron Guy de Rothschild came on, who was not telling jokes, and the guy was cracked up, rolling on the floor.
At least one segment of the population is snapping up Tokyo Woes.
A bookseller I asked about said he wasn't sure about the Americans. The Japanese are just scooping them up. So there's an audience I never dreamed of. Lonely Japanese guys prowling the streets of Manhattan who can't get into cats.
Bruce J. Friedman, funny man, funny writer. His novel is Tokyo Woes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.